up.
It's Breakfast Food with Natalie Guest.
Yum, yum. Morena, Nat.
Hello.
How are you going?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. A little bit worried that people don't want to hear about fish first thing in the morning, but I'm going to give it a good crack.
I'm into it.
I am too.
I thought smoked fish on toast or fish on toast was like a breakfast food.
Yeah.
It's on breakfast menus. I wouldn't order it, but yeah. It's on breakfast menus.
So full disclosure, I love fish. Tess does not. So we've got one person to be convinced here.
We did cover this in anchovies, but it's... I'm ready, again, ready to... I'm open-minded.
All right, let's start with sardines. No, I'm joking. okay, but actually one of my favourite breakfasts in the whole world, and my mum, bless her, often makes this for me if I go and stay with her in Raglan. She'll go and buy some really fresh flounder down at the... They've got an awesome fish and chip shop down on the wharf there. And she'll buy a flounder and then she'll coat it in flour and pan fry it in butter.
Oh, yum.
Yeah, with lots of lemon and salt to finish it off. And that is with a piece of crunchy toast, or no toast at all, is my favourite breakfast of all time.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's
really
good. I
can do anything coated in flour than pan fried in butter. So.
As a rule.
Yeah.
There's also a really good flounder shop when you're going out to the Coromandel.
Is there?
Yeah, I can never exactly remember where it is because it's all just one big long road in my mind. but you just turn it off and it's like... kind of weirdly doesn't look like it sells flounder. The only reason why you would know is because there's a little sign outside and you walk in and it's kind of got knickknacks in it. Someone out here listening will definitely know where I'm talking about. Text in if you can think of more specific location details.
Yeah, there's people yelling at the radio right now.
Yeah, and you walk in and it's kind of like got knickknacks and stuff in it, and then someone comes out the back and they're like, "You're here for a flounder?" And you're like, "Yeah, I am."
It sounds like something that's like...
It's great.
You know,
yeah,
it's awesome. Or something.
And you can get them like... They have them like you know, already smoked and stuff if you want that, or you can just get it fresh. It's chef's kiss.
Very good. Delicious.
Well, that sounds great.
Another thing that is awesome for breakfast as well is, well, we'll go back to sardines after I've warmed up the crowd with some whole fish for breakfast. Sardines on toast. So I love sardines on toast for breakfast. It's a really nutrient dense breakfast as well. But I like a really crusty bread, or Vogels as well. Lots of butter. And then at the supermarket you can buy petite sardines. They're quite small and often you can see inside the tin, like it's just got a plastic covering rather than full tin. And yeah, they're quite small and they're really, really nice. Lightly smoked, not too bony. and then I like to put those on the toast with some sauerkraut, some parsley, and some pickled pink onions is really nice as well.
Oh, yum. Yeah. That sounds great.
Yeah. Really good. And something that I made the other night for dinner, actually, is a bit of a throwback from childhood. It's a chili fried fish.
Oh, I don't think I've ever had that.
No, neither. No.
It was really good and pretty easy to throw together with what we had in the fridge. So my parents gave me a bunch of fish this week and that's all I've been eating, and that's why that's all we're talking about, which is a gift, you know.
Yeah, it is a gift, absolutely.
But we had some lemon fish, which is baby shark. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna dress this up. and so what you do is you basically batter and deep fry small pieces of this fish.
Yeah.
So I do just a tempura batter pretty much, which is one egg, one cup of ice cold water, 3/4 cup of plain flour, and a pinch of baking soda. And you mix the cold water and the egg together, and then add in the bicarb and the flour, but don't overmix.
Just leave it a little bit.
Yeah, just leave it a little bit. And before you batter the fish and deep fry it in some oil, you make this chili sauce, which is a tablespoon of oil, a tablespoon of grated ginger, 3 cloves of garlic.
Oh my God,
this is where it gets kind of white trashy. 1/4 of a cup of tomato sauce.
Yes, love tomato sauce.
And 1/4 of a cup, 1/4 of a cup of sweet chili sauce. So I like the really spicy sweet chili that you can get. It's like extra hot one.
I know the one you mean.
No, yeah, it tastes really good.
I've had that when I wasn't expecting it to be really, really spicy, and it was actually quite jarring, but it's a good time.
Yeah, it is a good time. And a tablespoon of soy, and it calls for 2 tablespoons of dry sherry, but no one's got that in their in their cooking arsenal.
Unless you are so 90 just, years old.
Yeah, 2 tablespoons of cooking wine, and 2 tablespoons of water, and basically you just heat that all together on the stove, and it becomes this like delicious kind of sweet and sour-ish spicy sauce. And then so after you deep fry your fish, you roll it in that sauce, and then you serve it with some rice and some veggies and stuff. It's really good.
That sounds mean. I'm going to try that.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
And I whipped that together in however long it took to like deep fry some fish, pretty much.
Yum, that sounds fantastic. Really the BFM Texas have pulled through for the flounder shop. It's the, the Pipiroa flounder from Piako Pete, I think.
Awesome.
That's the man's name. It's great. There's lots of photos of him with flounder in there as well. Highly recommend.
Piako is in the yogurt.
I think so.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, that stuff
is
delicious.
I think that's the name of it.
Cool.
Also lots of sardine suggestions coming in.
Paul's texted and saying his 2 faves for fish are ceviche, which I feel like is a classic, and then butter-fried fresh fish. Whew, that was a tongue twister. Butter-fried fresh fish with a fried egg for breakfast.
Yes, that sounds amazing. I like a ceviche or a crudo uncooked fish as well. I've made one recently which is with fresh snapper. You've got to go get really fresh snapper. Yeah, so I go down to the Auckland fish market.
I was going to say that I feel like this is something that, I mean, I don't eat a lot of fish, but I'd be too scared to do myself, maybe.
Raw fish?
Yeah. I feel like that's something you buy when you're out, but...
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But...
Or get someone's really nice auntie to make it and bring it to a potluck as well. That's always the vibe.
Yeah, so good. Yeah, Auckland Fish Market's pretty good for really fresh seafood. Just thinly sliced fresh snapper with green olives, pomegranate seeds, shaved fennel, a little bit of chopped preserved lemon, coriander seeds, and then you make a dressing of pomegranate molasses, lemon juice and olive oil. It's from the Engine Room cookbook. And it's like pretty fancy.
Yeah,
you're definitely
going
to impress some people if you pull that one out. But yeah, it's delicious. But yes, fresh fish is key.
We've also got on the sardine front, someone says sardines on toast, fennel salt, olive oil and lemon juice, heaven.
Delicious.
Sounds fantastic.
Where do you get fennel salt?
I don't know, maybe just put some fennel with some salt. Is that fennel salt?
Crushed up fennel seeds salt. It's probably something you can buy at the supermarket these days.
Yeah. I'd say so.
Yeah.
And Bloody Mary sardines is this person's suggestion.
Whoa.
Sardines on toast, top with tomato and Worcester sauce. Now have to think about that. Worcester sauce, salt, pepper, hot sauce, a sprinkle of micro greens, and a splash of vodka.
straight down the gullet.
That
sounds awesome.
That sounds like either the best thing or the worst thing after a night out, I think.
I reckon it's the best thing, honestly. It is, yeah. A Bloody Mary and sardines on toast would be a dream.
You just don't want to like inhale too much of the smell of the fish, maybe, if you're feeling a bit rough. That'd be possibly my suggestion
and
there.
You all about the battered fish and chips as well?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, good.
Definitely.
Cool, cool, cool. Cause I feel like that's my wheelhouse as far as fish goes.
Where's the best place for fish and chips in Auckland?
Oh, I don't know. I did recently try the Westmere fish and chip shop, which I hadn't been to before, and it was really good.
Awesome.
Great price.
I'm gutted because the Grey Lynn fish and chip shop, which was my go-to, has closed. It's like a fancy refillery shop now. Sad Reacts only, everybody.
It's actually it's a really nice vegan deli. I did go there for the first time recently.
I feel like I can't just because I've missed the fish and chip shop too much. Where's a good fish and chip shop, people? Text us on 5395. I'm feeling bereft.
Do you
favourite's
have a favourite?
Closed.
It's really only something that I have when... it's not something we have regularly during the week or anything like that. But definitely when we go to Raglan, there's 2 great fish and chip shops. When people often text me and say, where should we eat in Raglan? It's like the campground. It's right by the playground. There's this bright yellow building in the middle of a field, which looks like you probably shouldn't get fish from there. but it is excellent. Yeah, they do, and they do these really good white bridge cheese toasties as well. You know the ones with like pineapple in it or something, and the whole thing is like oozing, and it's in a plastic bag, a paper bag.
Yes.
They do amazing fish and chips. It's always really good. And there's also, the fish and chip shop down on the wharf there as well is really nice.
Nice.
And you can buy fresh fish there too.
Some Raglan hot wrecks. People coming in with their slightly boozy fish situations here. Mahi mahi with tequila sauce.
What is tequila sauce? Can you please follow up?
Yeah, follow up request. What is tequila sauce? Sounds intriguing.
I want that.
Just someone else has texted in about the Westmere Fish and Chip Shop as well, saying it's just as good as the Greyland one.
Okay, that's good to know.
So
thank
give
you.
It a go.
It's
see
not
how
that
you
far
go.
Away from it either, I guess.
Awesome.
I was just so sad because they put boards up on the front, and I thought, oh, maybe they're getting a little revamp, and then the boards came down, and it was gone. And I was literally driving to work one morning, and went in the car. It was a sad moment, I have to say. All right, well, thank you very much for getting us on the old fish buzz this morning.
You're most welcome.
Are you going to try any of those recipes out, do you reckon, Tess? Maybe
one
of the ceviches?
Well, I could definitely do a battered fish sandwich or something now, but
yes.
maybe I'll try some ceviche at some point. Maybe I'll come to your house, Nat, and you can make me some, and I'll see how
come,
I go.
Come around. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, we'll see you next.
See you soon.
See you next week, Nat.
Thank you.
Bye.
That hit the spot.
Breakfast Food on 95 BFM.